Ukraine has targeted a crucial bridge in Russia's Kursk region and hit a second one nearby, disrupting supply lines as it continues a significant cross-border offensive that began on August 6th, officials reported.
The bridge strikes, seemingly intended to hinder a Russian counter-offensive in Kursk, could indicate that Kyiv plans to establish a presence in the region. No official details were provided on the exact location of the second bridge attack, but Russian telegram channels claimed the second strike hit a bridge over the Sym River in the village of Zvano. Benjamin Wright reporting.
Canada's two largest freight railways are threatening to shut down operations on Thursday due to a labor dispute that is already impacting the movement of goods across both Canada and the United States.
Canadian railways transport over $350 billion worth of goods annually, representing more than half of the country's total exports, according to the Railway Association of Canada. Industries ranging from agriculture to automotive ports and retail are being affected. The two companies have already stopped shipping certain goods, Liam White reporting.
A sheriff's deputy in Georgia was shot and killed while responding to a reported domestic dispute in what police describe as an ambush by a suspect who later took his own life.
Deputy Brandon Cunningham, 30, and another deputy arrived at a home in a Hiram, Georgia subdivision when a male suspect opened fire, unleashing a hail of bullets at the deputies and other officers, striking Cunningham, according to Major Ashley Henson of the Paulding County Sheriff's Office during a news briefing. Lawrence Keller reporting.
President Biden's recent decision to partially suspend asylum processing at the southern border has resulted in a significant decrease in the number of migrants released into the U.S. interior or assessed for humanitarian protection, according to official government data.
In early June, Mr. Biden, citing the unprecedented levels of illegal border crossings in recent years, used executive authority to disqualify most migrants from U.S. asylum, making it easier for immigration officials to deport those entering the country illegally. Kyle Norris reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
Investigators have found human remains on a property in southeastern Michigan belonging to a man whose wife disappeared more than 3 years ago and is believed to be dead.
Dee Warner's family reported her missing in April 2021. Her husband, Dale John Warner, 56, was charged in November with open murder and evidence tampering related to her disappearance. He has pleaded not guilty. Michigan State Police announced Sunday that they recently searched Dale Warner's Lenawee County property and discovered human remains. Kevin Sanders reporting.
Seven members of the same family were rescued from a home invasion in Queens, New York, after they were allegedly terrorized by the suspects, according to the New York Police Department.
Emergency dispatchers received a call to the home in the Douglaston neighborhood of Queens around 2 a.m. on Saturday. When officers arrived, they saw a woman running out of the building with a baby in her arms, according to police. The woman informed officers that three intruders had entered the home and were still inside with other family members. Jim Kender reporting.
A driver in Houston could face a murder charge after allegedly striking and killing an innocent bystander on a sidewalk early Sunday while attempting to run over his domestic partner, according to police.
The incident occurred around 3 a.m. when patrol officers in the Midtown area of the city responded to what they initially thought was a gunshot and discovered the fatally injured victim on the sidewalk. Robert Amentic, a spokesperson for the Houston Police Department, said during a news briefing. Paul Gomez reporting.
Purdue Foods is recalling over 167,000 pounds of certain chicken products.
The poultry company is voluntarily recalling 167,171 pounds of frozen chicken after a foreign material was identified in a limited number of consumer packages, the company stated in a release on its website. The company reported no illnesses or injuries associated with the products. All recalled items have a best used by date of March 23, 2025, according to the company. Jessica Oakley reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.